Ezra Zajem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuf Vav in Maseches Pesachim. It is the 429th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up with the final diuk. Our Gemara has 8 diukim from a brisa that we learned on yesterday's daf. 6 lines from the top that had taught us that someone who comes back on Matzai Shabbos, he's supposed to make Havdalah, then he should eat. However, if he only has one kos, so then in such a case, he eats his meal, and he makes both Birchas HaMazon as well as Havdalah on that kos afterwards. Our Gemara will continue to deduce halachos from that braisa. Then we will discuss the mitzvah, the oraisa of making Kiddush. That will be the topic on Kuvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara will discuss the halachos and the differences between making Kiddush at night versus making Kiddush during the day. The Gemara will discuss how long one has if one forgot to make Kiddush at night, and how long one has to make Havdalah, to make up Havdalah, if you mixed Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos. The Gemara will discuss that a candle is only used, the fire is only used on Motzai Shabbos, but not when you make up during the week. The Gemara in Amud Beis will discuss whether there is a preference to make Kiddush over wine or over bread. Gemara then will ask a fascinating question. If you forgot and ate before Kiddush on Friday night, should you make Havdalah then, or should you wait till the next day and make Kiddush without eating beforehand during the day? And the Gemara then will discuss a machlokis amoraim. If a person ate, can they make Havdalah if they made a mistake and ate before Havdalah? That will take us into tomorrow's daf. Let's pick up Be'ezer Hashem. Final analysis of the braisa of someone who only has one cup of wine on Matzai Shabbos. If he's eating a su'uda, he eats the su'uda, and then he makes Havdalah and Berchas HaMazon on that same kos. Says the Gemara, 2 lines from the top on Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, picking up with analysis of our Braisa. Ushmamino Beishamai Valiba de Rabbi Yehuda. We also could deduce from the Braisa that we follow Beishamai according to Rabbi Yehuda. We had a couple of dapim ago, a machlokis, how to understand a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai was of the opinion that you first make a bracha on the candle, and then afterwards the besamim. That's what the Braisa seems to say, because the Braisa says, al ha-ma'or ve'al ha-besamim. That's an inference. The Gemara now quotes Rav Ashi that analyzes one of our previous diukim from yesterday. On yesterday's daf at the bottom, we had also been medayik that we see from here that a kois needs a shear. Where do we see that? The fact that we don't suggest to divide half of the kos for Havdalah and half of the kos for the kosher bracha birchas hamazon. We also saw that the halacha is that if you taste from a kos, you make it pogum, you quote-unquote spoil it from being able to be used again for another mitzvah. Rav Ashi Amar Taimo Pigamo, that svara of tasting it makes it pogum. V'kleishel bracha tzaroshir chadam milsi. They're really conceptually the same thing. V'hachi kamer. My Taimo Tamo Pigamo, why is that the kos is pogum? Mishum the kleishel bracha tzaroshir. Because the kos of bracha needs a shir. In regards to halachos of pogum, the Gemara adds, Rav Idi Bar Shisha kopid akosa pigima. Rav Idi Bar Shishi was makbid that a kois shouldn't be pogum. We skipped the line, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi kopid achetzva pigima. While Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi was makbid that a pitcher not be makbid. And then Rav Idi Bar Shisha was makbid that the kois should not be pogum. Marbar Ravashi kopid afilu achavisa pigimta. Marbar Ravashi was makbid that even the chavus should not be pogum. That if a person had drunk from the chavus, so then in such a case, the entire chavis cannot be used for a kosher bracha. Now the Gemara begins halachos and the mekoros of kiddush. Tana Rabban and Zechariah Yom Shabbos Lekatsha, we say in the Aseres HaDibros, that we were taught from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we shall remember Shabbos to sanctify Chazal Darshan Zechariah Alayayim, that the way to do it is through wine. Ein li ela bayom, balayla minayin, tam lomer Zechariah Yom HaShabbos Lekatsha. The fact that the Torah says Yom is coming to tell us nothing about the night. And that's what the Gemara's follow-up question is. What is this Makar, Tam Lomer, Zachar, Som, Shabbos, Lekatsho? Belay, Laminayin, how do we see the night? Adarabba. Asks Amar, really, that question is not a strong question altogether. Ikur Kiddusha, Belailahu Kaddish. The Ikur Kiddush is the nighttime Kiddush. Tchilasa Yoma, Tchi Kaddish Tchilas Yoma by the Kiddusha. You need to be Mekaddish the first part of the day. So that's the first question that the Gemara asks on the Braisa. Vesu, Belaila Minayin. And what is the Braisa's Teretz? Tam Lomer Zachar Siyom. By quoting the Pasuk of Zachar Siyom. Tana Mahadar Alayla, you asked about the night. Vikarnasala Karati Imama. And you give the Pasuk of the daytime. Answer the Gemara Hachi Kamer. This is what the Tana is saying. Zachar Siyom Mishab. Zachar Zachreayayim Bichni Sasa. Zachar tells us to do it at the time that Shabbos enters. Ainli ela belaila, I would only know at night, beyom minayim, but how do I know the daytime? Tamalomar zachar es yom ha-Shabbos. That's what we're learning from zachar es yom ha-Shabbos. The word yom. But zachar is telling us zachreo bichnisasa. The way to remember it is when it comes in. But when the pasuk says es yom, that's telling us kiddush bayom. So really the braisa, what meant to teach us, a source for Kiddush Balayla, as well as a source for Kiddush Bayom. Asks the Gemara, B'yom Mai Mivarech, but what bracha do you make during the morning? Am Rav Yehuda Bari Priya Gafin. The bracha is Bari Priya Gafin. Gemara continues, Rav Ashi, Iklu L'mechuz, Rav Ashi went to Mechuz, Amalei, they said to him, Ligdish Lam Mar Kiddush Rabba. Now here, the Gemara becomes fascinating. The Rav Ashi really didn't know what to do. They asked him to do Kiddush Rabba. Rav Ashi had never heard of Kiddush Rabba. Havule, they gave him the kos of yain. Savar, so Rav Ashi thought, Maini, what is this Kiddusha Rabba? Amar, he said to himself, Michti, call up brachas kulam babar priya gafin amri bereisha. I know for sure that the first thing I'm supposed to say is bar priya gafin. Amri bar priya gafin. He made a bar priya gafin va'agid be, and he waited. He paused. Chazel hu saba de gachim v'shasi. And he saw that the elderly people who clearly knew there in Mechuza, what Kiddusha Rabba was, the Gachim v'Shasi, they bent down and they drank. Ah, so you saw that's all you're supposed to do. Kari Enav Shei, HaChacham Eino Beroshi, he said of himself that he thought beforehand, Chacham Eino Berosho, therefore the right thing was to Cheshbim what the Halach is, and then see what else they do. Amri B'nei Rebbe Chia, Mishlo Hivdol B'Matzai Shabbos, the sons of Rebbe Chia taught that someone who did not make Havdol Matzai Shabbos, Mavdol V'Holach Kol Shabbos Kulo, he makes Havdalah the entire week. Va'ad Kamal, what does it mean the entire week? Not the whole week. Mamish, Amar Abzeira Ad Ravi B'Shabbos, up until Wednesday. Rashbam explains that it doesn't mean Wednesday itself, but up until Wednesday. Rashi adds, or I don't know if it's Rashi, but it's the Mefarish, adds the Yisod, that up until Tuesday is considered connected to the previous Shabbos. From Wednesday on is the next Shabbos. Rabbi Zeira comes to Rav Asi. The Gemara tells a story. Kahad Yosef Rabbi Zera Kamei de Rav Asi. Rabbi Zera was sitting in front of Asi. V'amila Rav Asi Kamei de Rabbi Yochan. Some said it was Rabbi Asi sitting in front of Rabbi Yochan. The Yosef Akamar. They were saying, L'inyin Gita, Gitin, when it comes to get, Chada B'Shabsa, Trey V'Tlas. If you say a condition in regards to a get, that I'm going to give you a get on the condition that I give you 200 zuz after Shabbos. So, the first Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are considered from the previous Shabbos. Arba v'chamsha umaliyoma kamei Shabbos. That's already part of the next week. So after Shabbos would qualify as Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi avoloy alaha or. You make a bracha of Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but not on the fire. Rashi explains that because the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalid in our Masechta told us that we make a bracha on the fire because it was created on Matzoy Shabbos, so that bracha is only nogeya on Matzoy Shabbos. Amar Bruna Amar Rav, Hanoitel Yodov Lo Yikadish. Somebody already washed his hands for a meal, he should not make the Kiddush. Rather, he should listen to someone else make the Kiddush. The rationale, says the Mefarish, is that it will serve as a hefsek between the making of Amotzi and the washing if he makes Kiddush in the interim. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel rejects this. Amalu, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel was sharp to Rav Bruna, and he said to him, Akatilo Nach Nafshe de Rav. Rav hasn't even passed away. Shachnininu L'Shmaitze.
People have already forgotten what he taught. How do I know he couldn't have taught that? Zimnin sagon avikimnil kamed Rav. I used to be in front of Rav. Zimnin de chaviola rifta mikashi rifta. At the time he wanted to make kiddush on bread, he would wash beforehand and then make kiddush on bread. Zimnin de chaviola chamra mikashi chamra. And at times he would make kiddush on wine. Explains the mafarshim that if he made kiddush on bread, so that we see that kiddush does not serve as a hesach hadas between the eating of bread and the washing of hands. Because what's the only way that one can make kiddush on bread? Wash, take the bread, say kiddush, and then make hamotzi. And we see it's not considered a hefsek because Rav himself did it. So therefore the idea, not yod of lo yikadesh, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel challenges. Amar Avun, Amar Rav, Tom eino mikadesh. We learn the halacha is that if someone ate something at night, they should not make kiddush again. Rashbam adds they should make kiddush the next day. What about if he ate? Is he allowed to make an avdallah? Rav Huna responds, I hold tam mavdil. Rav Asi amar tam eino mavdil. But my friend Rav Asi disagrees with me, and he holds that he can't. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla ve Rav Asi. Rav Yirmiyah went to visit the house of Rav Ami. Ishtali utam midi. Rav Yirmiyah forgot, and he ate something before avdallah. Havalei kisa va'avdil. Nevertheless, Rav Asi gave him to make avdala. Amrle debesa. Rav Asi's wife said to him, "V'amar lo avid hachi." But don't you all that the halachi is tam eino mavdil? So how could it be that you gave it to someone make avdala who had already eaten? Law. He responded to his wife, "Shavke, leave him alone. Kirabe svirle. He's following like his rebbe, the shita of Rav Huna, who holds that Tom Mavdi. Mara now gives us the opinions of different Amoraim, and that will take us in to the daf of Shabbos Kodesh. Amar Rav Yosef Amishmuel, Ta'am Eina Mekadesh. If a person ate something, they should not make Kiddush that night, Friday night. Ta'am Eina Mavdil. If they tasted something for Avdol, they shouldn't do Avdolah. Verava, Amar Rav Nachman Amar, Shmuel, Ta'am Magdish, V'Ta'am Mavdil. While Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says that they can say Kiddush, and they can make Avdolah. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Vav, and Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to record the halacha from today's daily daf and post it separately.